how did you learn about these 9 mining exploration permits that were issued by the Ontario government?
Well, that work was done mostly by our advisor. He does a lot of digging and finds a lot of information, goes through a lot of government reports and stuff. So that's how I found out.
And what was your reaction when you found out?
Well, I'm not surprised. I guess I should say, you know, the province seems to think, you know, that they can do whatever they want on the land, and I'm not surprised at all. It's happened before, you know. They dumped mercury in our waterway without you know, letting us know. And 50 years later, you know, we're suffering. People are, you know, dying and from complications from mercury. So this kind of thing goes on and on and on.
And you've been involved in, you know, defending the land of Grassy Narrows, the traditional lands of Grassy Narrows. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Yes, I've been involved with the land protection and you know, protests against industry. So I've been involved for I guess since late 80s and early 90s.
So I was looking at a map, you know, of where these permits were issued, and they're granted, you know, kind of all around the edges of, you know, the traditional territory, traditional lands of Grassy Narrows. Can you tell me about some of those lands that are going to be affected by the exploration permits?
Well, a lot of those permits are within our watershed, and if our watershed is contaminated, then you know, we will suffer more. More contamination, you know, this will add on to the contamination that we've already had with mercury. So, you know, enough is enough. You got to stop doing this to us.
And can you talk a bit about the impacts that all of this industrial activity that's happened on the lands of Grassy Narrows, what's that impact on the community?
Well, it not only impacts our health, it also impacts our treaty rights, our hunting rights, our trapping rights, and you know, there's just too much you know, industry. You know, I don't think they're, you know, properly regulated, and it's just hard to handle after, you know, residential schools and mercury poisoning and all that. It's, you know, can't take that anymore.
How does the government's decision to kind of unilaterally grant these exploration permits without consulting Grassy Narrows, without telling Grassy Narrows at all, how does that you know, affect trust between the First Nation and the government?
Well, that creates a lot of mistrust. You know, we expect the government to act honorably. To follow their own laws, and obviously in this case they didn't follow their own laws. You know, they broke their own laws, and as well as ours.
Can you tell me more about what you mean by they also broke your laws, like the laws of Grassy Narrows?
Now we have a land declaration that bans industry that includes mining, forestry, and any activity that is going to be harmful to our nation, you know, is not permitted. So we have a law that that we enacted a few years ago, and you know, we expect people to we respect that law, you know, just as we respect other people's or our government laws.
Now, I know Grassy Narrows is seeking judicial review on the government's actions. You know, they're filing notice of appeal today. What are you hoping that this accomplishes, this legal action?
Well, we're hoping that the court will, you know, I hope they make those permits invalid, because they were done, you know, they're done without consultation and consent of the people of Grassy.
Is Grassy, are you aware if Grassy Knows is kind of like engaged in any process with the provincial government around, you know, protecting this land further, or around discussions about what, like how resource extraction could go forward, if at all?
Yes, we've been engaged with the minister for the province for I guess a year and a half now, and a lot of it has been around land protection. You know, we're working towards having a no harvest area, and that I'm aware of. We've been trying to have meetings with the Ministry of Mines, and they don't seem to want to come to the table. They seem to they won't meet our chief. You know, up until recently, they've finally agreed to meet with our chief, but the Minister of Mines is not. Has not been very open to meeting with our people.